6616 today.
Al-Qaeda could be coming to the United States soon, January of 2010. That is D-Day, Leavenworth, Kansas, one of the sites, Michigan, the other. I'll explain. Oh, I'm so stoked about Shark Week. I've got to mention it as much as possible here on these airwaves. Can't help it. I'm fascinated by sharks. I don't know if you can relate to that. You know, you go to the aquarium and you see the sharks and they're so docile looking, but they have those weird eyes. From the bull sharks to the blue sharks. Of course, the blue sharks are pretty dangerous. Anyway, coming up next week, we're going to have a shark expert on the show to cap off Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. So next Sunday into Monday's America Tonight, we'll have a guest that will tell us all about what happened in 1916 at the Jersey Shore, the first shark attack ever on record. In the meantime, I feel like we're getting attacked over and over and over again when it comes to show me the money. Where are we coming up with the money? For one, of course, the health care reform, although that's going to be shelved until the fall. I don't see how any action is taken, and we know that. We've already discussed it. So that moves off to the fall. That gives people time to weigh in, read the 1,000 pages, call their congressmen, congresswomen, senators, etc., to express how they feel. If you read it and you like it, then by all means, pump your fists and say, go for it. We need health care across the board. If you think there's more holes in it than Swiss cheese, by all means, express yourself. I certainly am one of those people, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking through the fine print and getting some people to help explain some things to me. Because, frankly, it is so convoluted. Of course, anybody trying to push through a vote, they haven't read it all. But we said that last week, although the discussion flows in to this week. And let's throw something else on the fire. Now we've got this deal about taxes going up. Okay, I know you're not stunned by that. If you have a huge deficit, you're talking almost $2 trillion or whatever it is going to be. Well, then naturally, we keep coming back to the same thing. Where are we paying for this? Where's the money? How are we coming up with it? You know, those same easy questions. Somebody tell us, where does that come from? So the middle class is going to be taxed. And we know that one of the campaign promises was from Barack Obama that the taxes wouldn't be raised. A lot of people want to see more money in their pockets. That's the biggest complaint. So much is taken out of the checks, and they don't necessarily make a lot of money, so every penny counts. You have the state tax, if you live in a state where there is the tax. You have the state tax. You have the federal tax, you have Social Security, et cetera, down the line. If you live in a place like New York or Philadelphia, you have city tax. There are other cities that have the city tax as well. And before you know it, you look down at your check and you're wondering how you're going to make it to the next check. So the thought of paying more in taxes when you're in that crunched middle class is not a happy one, my friends, right? Making the Sunday rounds, the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, and also the National Economic Council Director, Larry Summers. Larry Summers was on Meet the Press. And as I said, everybody is concerned about a couple of things when it comes to money besides the taxes. First of all, where are we and are things going to turn around in the economy? That was one of the questions that was leveled at Larry. Here's how he answered.
We're certainly in a very different place than we were. 6 months ago, the economy was in a nosedive. People were talking about the possibility of another depression. The statistics all suggested a vertical decline. None of that is the situation right now. We're certainly starting to see a turnaround in production. That leads most professional forecasters to expect that if you look at economic output over the next 6 months, it's actually likely to start to increase. Now, the jobs picture is going to be serious for a long time to come. The best that can be said so far is the rate at which we're losing jobs is declining, But there, too, the picture is improving. We've got a long way to go. We're going to need to carry through with the full program that the president has put in place. We're going to need to continue to take steps to stimulate the economy, like the very successful Cash for Clunkers program, so that we're keeping at doing everything we can to push this economy forward. But we are in a very different situation. We have walked back from what we were facing 6 months ago, and that is because of the policies that were put in place.
Okay, so Summers says the policies were successful, and they have been successful. But then the question comes, well, what about a second stimulus? Is there going to be a need for a second stimulus? In other words, didn't we already shell out, what was it, $787 billion? Now there's talk of a second go-around, and here's what he said about that.
As I said a little earlier, David, our stimulus is going to increase with the passage of time, because some of the money that's already spent is going to have an impact with a lag, and because more money is going to be spent going forward, and some of the biggest employment-creating projects took some time to get started. So the focus for now needs to be on implementing the Recovery and Reinvestment Act, carrying through on that foreclosure relief program, whose numbers will grow rapidly, continuing to support the flow of credit in the economy. We've got the right framework in place. We're seeing results of that framework. The economy is no longer in free fall. Outside observers are looking towards growth. People are speculating about when the recession is going to end rather than about whether it's going to turn into a depression. The priority has to be to go with a plan that's working and implement it as vigorously as possible.
All right, so we've heard pretty much the same things there. Implement it as soon as possible, and obviously this is a balancing act, and we know that, you know, there's no ruling out of a tax hike to pay for several things, including the health care overhaul that's now in front of everybody in Washington. Bottom line is, I'll say this, if we're going to pay more for health care, I better have incredible health care. I better have unbelievable health care. And the same for all of you, because we're all paying for it. I don't care if you make $15 an hour, $10 an hour, $200,000 a year, whatever it is, pick a number, any number out of the sky, because all of us are going to have to pay. And because of the deficit, it brings us back to the same thing. I'll say it again. I don't care about paying taxes. I'll pay my fair share of taxes. I care about getting raked over the coals and having more money thrown down the tubes and having to pay for other people's mistakes. It's just not right. It's bad government when you get to that point, when you feel like, man, it's always me. I'm paying up. I'm paying up. I'm paying up. And I'm not the one making the $18 million a year. Right? So I got to think a lot of you are frustrated at the thought of that. Coming up on the flip side, do it now. That's the movement. I'm going to tell you what's being suggested in D.C. that could cripple Iran. That's coming up. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Flicks over the weekend, we're going to talk about that coming up. We got some fun on this show. Can't be all serious, but I have to get these things off my chest. We already talked about the taxes deal and the runaround from two of the top dogs in the Obama administration. And, I mean, of course, what are they going to say? They're not going to say we're not going to raise taxes. I didn't expect that I would hear that. But it's just the same old spin you're hearing over and over again. And that was one of the campaign things. But Obama's not alone in this. We've seen this before. The problem is it gets very discouraging to too many Americans who aren't making giant money to watch their checks get smaller and smaller and figure out, my gosh, man, how do I make it? I got to have a second job. I can't tell you the amount of people I know that have second jobs. A lot of people. We call it piecemealing. In my world, we call it piecemealing. So I'll get a call from one of my buddies. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm piecemealing. I got this gig. And, you know, they're not complaining. If they're in broadcasting, they're doing an XM gig somewhere, a music thing. They're on the technical side, whatever it is. But yet they're working a lot of hours. And it's struggle. And it's also hurting their time with their family. And I know many of you relate to this in trying to pull all this stuff together. I mean, how much is too much? And what is fair? What do you think is fair? Would you rather see a flat tax? I'll tell you, I just want to see the money get used in the right way. And if we're going to whittle down the deficit, then whittle down the bloody deficit and forget hearing about these trillions and show us some results. Give us the money back. Maybe that's the thing. Okay, you're going to get taxed X, Y, Z for 2 years, then you get this back. But that's not going to happen. You're going to see it go out the door, and it's never coming back. This is my do-it-now moment. There was a big article, I want to say in the New York Times today, about the administration talking, you know, to Congress and talking to other allies about the possibility of an extreme economic sanction against that nutball, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Really, Iran, okay? And if Iran doesn't step forward and finally decide to negotiate on the nuclear program, how long have we been talking about this? I've been on the air for, what, over 3 years. I think I have been talking about this from almost the very beginning. So now it's clear. Cut off that country's imports of gasoline and other refined oil products. You know what that would do? Okay, so if you do that, which, of course, that would be an action against other companies around the world that supply Iran, what, with 40% of the gas. So that's even been broached in Europe and Israel. But if that happens, if you have enough people to sponsor this, okay, and this legislation goes through, and especially Israel jumps on board with this, and the other allies, as I mentioned, right, if everyone does this, then I think you just got to go for it. Do it now. It's not one of these wait things. I mean, remember the Bush guys considered trying to do a cutoff of gas to Iran, which does produce oil, but guess what? They don't refine it. They don't have enough capacity to do that to meet their own country's needs for petro. And this whole gasoline embargo has been considered for a while, but it's also risky and hard to do. And then you also need Russia and China to be on board with this, because guess what? They profit from their trade with Iran. So what does Iran do? Well, we know the scenario here. We've talked about it. They threaten to respond by cutting off oil exports and then closing down the shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, which is right there. And now we know how, well, we do know already how valuable that corridor is. So it hasn't been talked about very much publicly lately. Remember there was a time when Bush was talking about it a little bit and Condi Rice was talking about it. They were talking about the severe sanctions. I'm sorry, I'm saying just do it. It's time to cut the crap and just cut this guy off. I mean, cut him off. I think it makes complete sense now, right? You've got people that are cautioning that if you do the oil cutoff, the confrontation could be pretty high with Iran. But do you think we can't take Iran? Do you think that this isn't a possibility? At some point, you just got to stand up and you got to man up and you got to decide, what are you going to do? Stop talking about it. If you're not going to do it, then forget about it and just let him continue to flail and throw out the things that he's thrown out and let him continue to do the uranium enrichment thing under the guise of it's about power and not nukes, and forget about it and stop all this empty conversation. Forget about it. There has to be a strategy here. So if this is happening behind the scenes, I say it's time to step forward and push it forward. Make the decision. How do you deter them? The only way is through this kind of an action, or you're not going to deter them, right? Can we get some applause from that studio audience? I know they're dying to jump up and applaud for this do-it moment on ATN. See, we got to bribe them. We got to give them the Red Bull or some other energy drink just so they can wake up. Because this is a huge moment in history. We're at that precipice. Make the decision. If you can't, you know, if you can't do it, then back off of it, right? Just back off. But if you're going to throw it out there, then throw it out there, for goodness sake, and do it. Don't talk about it, because it's been too much talk. I mean, yes, of course it's risky. But isn't everything else that we do risky, including half the invasions that we have undertaken, like Iraq and now going into Afghanistan? Make the move now. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate, listen. You know, when you're in school and you got some big jackass that's a bully and he's in your face every day and he's taking your lunch money or he's threatening you every day, what is it you were always told to do to get him off of you?
My mother told me to punch him back.
That's right. You push back, and the only thing, Ronald Reagan said it, John F. Kennedy said it, the only thing that a terrorist will understand is authority and power.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
In the summit with Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, Reagan said, "You will disarm." Gorbachev said, "We refuse." Reagan said, "Fine, you know, we're not either, and then we'll see what happens." It's called calling their bluff. Ahmadinejad is an idiot. He's a nut. But I don't think he's that damn stupid to fight with the U.S. If he is, that's fine. We can find him in a spider hole. We can send the Fort Campbell's 101st to get him, too.
I agree.
It doesn't matter. And we have to defend our country, and these people that say, "Oh, war is so bad, war is so bad." Go live somewhere else. I'm telling you something. I seen a great movie over the weekend. Fantastic. It's on DVD. It's an older movie. An American Carol.
I saw
it. Have you seen
it? Yes,
that is
great.
As true as me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if everybody thinks you need peace talks, well, then, you know, Abraham Lincoln would have never won the Civil War. FDR would have never won World War II.
That's right.
It's just, man, it blows me away with these morons. And, well, we can do peace talks, peace talks, peace talks. We peace talked with North Korea at one time, and we're still over there.
That's right.
56 years later, we're still at the 38th parallel.
Right. At some point, you have to man up and make that decision, just like you said. And there's no question in my mind. I think if the U.S. and they got the allies on board with this and they did do this, I think he would back down. I think Ahmadinejad would back down because the people would revolt. They're already revolting. They would really revolt then when they have no gas.
There's no doubt. And, you know, I saw my trash meeting over the weekend. Obama's very unpopular yet. Much more popular than Bush was with the French, with some of the other countries.
Right.
When you get to Israel, they are still had more faith in Bush than they do Obama.
That's right.
The Jews had a lot more. But anyway, speaking of movies real quick, I want to tell you, I've seen American Girl. I rented that one. Awesome. It was hilarious because I can't stand that Jack Michael Moore.
Right.
I had my son and his buddy, my 15-year-old son and his buddy. We watched Revenge of the Nerds, The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Weird Science. Ferris Bueller's out. They agreed 80s had the best movies of all.
80s had the best movies. I agree. Ferris Bueller was the best. Stu, thanks. I loved Ferris Bueller. I still can quote lines from that. Hang with us. We got more to come.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Stu from Kentucky says he loves the 80s movies, but he's like me. Let's get tough on Iran. I'm tired of all the conversation. It's been too many years to drag this out. Guarantee, if they can't refine the oil, and also with the way the people are right now, ready to bubble up, they're still doing a little bit of demonstrating here and there, that place would pop wide open. So Ahmadinejad would crumble. I know it. He would have to back down. He would have to do it. And he'd be an idiot if he didn't, and he'd lose his power. It would topple, I think. So do it. Do it now. Get the allies to agree. Get enough people on board and just go for it and stop talking about it, right? So as usual here on America Tonight, we're talking about all kinds of things, including your taxes probably going up because of the deficit. We keep seeing it trickle higher, 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 and who's going to pay for health care? So that's where we're at with that. 800-259-5791. Kate, happy to be with you driving this ship called ATN. Let's go to Jerry, who's listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, you've heard the saying, freedom isn't free.
Right.
You've heard that. Okay. You know, in America, we're allowed to peacefully protest the actions of our government because we still have a free country.
Sure.
In Iran, we have these wonderful Iranian freedom fighters, and they want a secular government, which everyone should, you know, in Islam, actually in those strict Islamic countries of Iraq and Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, a free secular government, it's not an option. And so we have these wonderful Iranian freedom fighters fighting for a secular government under total oppression, knowing that they may die, and just by being locked up, and possibly disappearing, as we're hearing allegedly reports that they are being tortured. Some 200 protesters crowded in a small prison cells, and some of them allegedly we're hearing too are disappearing. So we just, you know, we have to appreciate what our country has, and we have to work to preserve it, I think. In Iraq, I don't see protesters for a secular government. I see the Sunnis and the Shiites wanting to control each other. I think we're in the wrong place, and it's time to get out of Iraq. If we're going to support people, I think we should provide, support freedom fighters, like the people, the young people and the whoever is a freedom fighter in Iran.
Yeah, well said. I think that we should support the young people that are protesting, that are thirsting for a voice. And what better way to do it than cut off the oil? Do it now instead of constantly talking about it. It is a little bit of a risk. Thanks for the call, Jared. There is a little bit of a risk involved. I already said that, because you've got to worry about China and Russia, of course, and China dangling the carrot over our head for how much money they have of ours that we owe them, basically. But I think that the U.S. could lead the storm and they could pull it off. And Ahmadinejad would have two choices. He either gives in and agrees to have the nuclear inspections and gives up the ghost of nuclear proliferation, or he's got to deal with his country falling apart at the seams because people are going to hit the streets big time. It would be very chaotic because they're not going to have gas. Think of what that would ultimately do to the economy there, too. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. And, Jana, I have to tell you, and for all the listeners of America tonight, I'm, like, now dying to go to Iowa. I have been to Iowa many times, but it's been a long time. Jana sent me postcards of Ottumwa and some outlying areas like Madison County, Iowa, of course, with all those fabulous bridges that they have and the pretty flowers there. And this giant steer or cow that is so cool looking. I actually hung it up on my bulletin board. It's Albert the Bull, and it's the world's largest bull. Anybody can brag that they have a larger bull? And it's about 30 feet, and it was built by volunteers, and it was actually built as kind of a tribute, I guess, to the local cattle guys. So thank you very much. We have some applause for that, for Jana sending me those cool postcards of Iowa. Sweet. I liked it. Hey, Jana.
Hey, thank you, Kate, and I hope you do come, and I hope you participate in RAGBRAI next year, which you can come for one day or the whole 7 days, you know.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do a show from there. That's what we do, Cake America Tonight there, yeah.
Well, I called tonight on a couple of things I want to touch on, and this health care debate is one. I don't think that the public necessarily wants health care reform, changes in how your health care coverage is decided on, but we want change in health care costs.
Right.
And, you know, who benefits from the high health care costs? You got to follow the money trail. Sadly, that's insurance companies, drug companies, hospitals, even doctors,
right.
I hate to
right.
say. And it's, you know, because of their greed. If they could charge, you know, $12 for a U.S. made aspirin, why not charge $25 for one made in China that they buy for probably a dollar per thousand lot, and probably it's full of, you know, ground plastic filler or rat poison filler, something like that.
Right.
And, you know, and that's why China can produce it so cheap and we can buy it so cheap. And another thing along the same line is this cash for cars. And I'm all for getting all the polluting cars off of the streets, you know, whether you're a wealthy person or a middle-class person or a poor person or someone who's, you know, elderly and retired on Social Security or you're disabled, whatever. And on that, I just think that, you know, here again, they're missing, as they're doing it now, a large part of the population, because most people that are driving the polluters are the working poor or the elderly or disabled or non-working people, because, you know, they can't afford to go out and buy the new car to get the $3,500 to $4,500 off. And they're going to drive those cars for a long time, hang on to them longer, even though they're polluting. And so, again, I think that section of the population is being missed, and they need to do something about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's you hit the nail on the head. I mean, who is it affecting? And as you said, with healthcare, we know what it's about. It's the cost that we're concerned about. Whether we like our coverage or not, we're always worried about the escalating cost and getting told that it's getting bumped up year after year or whatever, and what can you afford, and that's what it's about. And ultimately, I saw somebody on the other side of this talking, it might have been on Bill Maher's show, talking about, well, you know, that's a ridiculous argument because people benefit from health care because so many people are employed in health care. Well, there might be people employed in healthcare, but there are people employed in a lot of other things as well. Healthcare is not dominating everything in this country that so many people are making just tons of money on it. I think that's a bogus argument. And you're right. It affects a certain population, and a lot of it is the older population. And sadly, Jana, I think for some reason in this country, I don't understand it, because even when I was a kid, there's nothing like the wisdom of somebody older. I don't understand why, like in Japan, how they value older people, the wise old elders. You would never think of disrespecting or not making sure they were comfortable. I don't understand why it's just like this, oh, well, you know, it's the aging population and, you know, it's about the young. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that at all either. And I did want to make a comment of what Stu said, last week. He was talking about Cumberland Falls in Kentucky.
Right.
And I have been to Cumberland Falls, and it is very beautiful and very worth going to see. And it has a moon bow that you can see at night.
Really?
Instead of like a rainbow at the daytime, yes.
Oh, that sounds neat.
It's just a very beautiful place, a lot of beautiful rocks, and you can go right up almost to where it goes over the edge into the waterfalls. And I used to live there. I went to Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky, and I've been down to Cumberland Falls, and my mother was born in Kentucky. She's deceased now, so I'm real familiar with Kentucky and have relatives there, and so I wanted to say hey to him for mentioning Cumberland Falls, because it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's funny. You learn a lot about the people who call the show. Thanks so much, Jana. You have a good one. About the areas where they live. There's so many great things that you can see in the United States, but very tough to see every nook and cranny. And there's nothing like, they say RV sales are on the rise. And if you had the time, can you imagine if you could travel from place to place and actually get to see the sights? You know, the problem is most of us don't have very much of a vacation. You get a week here, a week there, whatever, but you're going to one place if you're lucky and you're seeing some things. But to try to see everything that you could possibly see in the United States, now that would be something. It'd be something to take an RV out and go and make some of those stops at some of the places that we've talked about. That's what's so great about the summertime for a lot of people, if they're able to do that. And then people who are able when they retire to do that. I know some guys even that started riding motorcycles, not so much for the thrill of the whole I'm getting on the bike thing, but for exploration, because it was cheaper, they could go places on the weekend and take their wives or girlfriends or whatever and explore some of the areas that we've talked about, whether it's Hot Springs, Arkansas, or you know, some of the great things that you can see across the United States. I'm still on my list. If you make a list, I still have a list of a ton of things that I would love to see, like in the Midwest. You know, our show emanates from Minnesota, the land of how many lakes? Could you ever possibly see the 10,000 lakes in your lifetime? What are the best lakes in Minnesota, right? That's a good line. 10,000 lakes, bound to be at least a lake that somebody likes, right? How could you possibly go there and not find a lake that you like with that many possibilities? Stay with us.
Did you you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Everybody, as usual, there are a lot of offerings on the table on this show. You know how I feel about the Iran situation. Time to belly up to the bar and make a big statement in a big way, I think, with Ahmadinejad. And, of course, the taxes. You know, I'm not surprised by that. So you have Summers, Larry Summers, really avoiding the questions of David Gregory on Meet the Press, or not avoiding so much, but spinning enough, keeping the plate spinning to not really address, yeah, you're going to pay more money. So, and we know that, right? We know that. I'm willing to pay taxes, but not when it keeps getting thrown down a rat hole for things that don't work. That's what's infuriating to me. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Kate? If I may, because I know I can count on you, honey. I was up at Kmart yesterday, and I had one of my POW shirts on. And there was a guy outside selling stickers, and he's a Purple Heart recipient from his injuries from Vietnam. He had braces on his hands, but we got to talking, and he's got Agent Orange disease. And I lost a very close friend of mine. I couldn't even explain to you what he went through the last 4 months of his life. But before we start asking these guys again to go overseas, let's heal some of these guys first that are going. And he was telling me with Saddam Hussein, he put these chemicals in the sand. So when bombs went off, and we haven't even seen the residual of these kids that are coming home from Iraq yet. We just seen the immediate residual, but we haven't seen the total residual yet. But like I said, if we could just heal some of these guys, and two quick things. If there's any soldiers out there, past or present, that are listening to you, and they're suffering now mentally or physically, I offer them the strength that I have. Take it all, you know? And I heard you mention your mom before, Kate, and if you talk to her tomorrow, tell her that one of your listeners called and said she did a good job with you.
Oh, thank you. Boy, that's it's so touching when you talk about the story about seeing somebody and knowing, seeing somebody who fought for this country, and then you see them suffering. It breaks my heart when I hear those stories.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, let's just heal some of these guys first, my God, before we ask them to go back there.
Well, I agree with that. I agree that we need to do everything we can for veterans, period, across the board.
Yep.
In any of the wars that we've fought, and I've certainly have seen this, and we've seen this lately. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the kind words.
You're welcome.
Of course, always. You know, we have, luckily now, there are some things that have been set up for guys that come back. They don't have limbs, et cetera. And the psychological damage, of course, imagine. You don't know from day to day when you're on foot patrol what's going to happen, what's going to be thrown at you. It's a whole different bag out there now. It's like the guys in Afghanistan. What are they encountering and trying to get the elusive Taliban? And you're still basically operating under the assumption that some of the people could possibly be rigged with explosives, and you don't know when you go from place to place, whether it's sparse or not, what's waiting around the corner, right? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Slam and Sammy.
Hello, gorgeous person. My late father fought in World War II, and he was involved in the Royal Canadian Legion here. He was on the executive of his branch. And every year he made us kids go out and sell poppies because, you know, that's, one of our, fundraisers. And I remember one time I was with him and some kids said, you old fart, World War II, that's past, go on, So my father had his cane and was ready to belt the kid because, my father fought in World War II. And I said, excuse me, are you Jewish? He goes, yeah, why? My father explained, here's this, you got about 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what had happened was Canada liberated one of the concentration camps, and they needed someone ASAP who spoke Yiddish. And my father happened to speak Yiddish, so he goes to the camp and starts speaking Yiddish to the inmates, or prisoners, I don't know what you want to call them. And originally some of the inmates thought it was a trick by the Nazis. To say, okay, they dress in Canadian
sure.
uniform, but maybe they're still Nazis. So this kid's like, come on, that's old news, go on, stuff like that. And I said, excuse me, and where did your grandparents come from? He said, they grew up in, I said, ask somebody whose parents went through the Holocaust and, tell them what Canadians did. And by the way, one other thing, because you mentioned war, if I went to Holland and told people I was Canadian, they treat me like, which I am, they treat me like a god because, with all the respect to the United States, Canada helped liberate Holland. So, it proves that we did help. And unfortunately, Canada right now in Afghanistan has lost like 126 soldiers. And yes, some of them are coming back. Some of them are coming back with mental problems. And I know, unfortunately, the size of our army versus the size of yours. And some are going back for second and third tours. And some,
It's tough.
What?
It's tough. It's tough on that. I mean, I don't care how brave you are and how much you want to do it. It's got to be tough. It's stressful. It's long, strenuous conditions,
right,
crazy things happening. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching one of the local news shows, and a lady was taken to hospital while her husband had just come back from Afghanistan, and he had he was having nightmares and stuff like that. And one day she came home from work, and he was just having one of his nightmares, and he hit her, plain and simple English.
Mm-hmm.
So, so she made a deal. If he can get help, she would drop the charges. But unfortunately, the Canadian military does not have a lot of psychologists on staff.
Right.
So, you know,
and we're seeing that same problem in the United States, although now there's more emphasis on that. And also for a soldier to come forward, because that's hard to do, to come forward and say that they don't want to do that. I don't blame them. It's tough to do that.
It could be some, I don't know, guy thing. Definitely.
And I don't blame them. I know that has to be very, very rough. Hey, Sam, we tip our cap, of course, to all the Canadians and the great things that they have done to help others.
But one other thing, like I said, just to get back to the poppies, every so often, every year you hear a story here that there's a store that refuses to sell poppies for whatever reason. So then they go to the head office, if it's like a chain of stores. And the head office says, oops, we didn't mean it. Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah,
and by the way,
what
your previous caller said,
mm-hmm.
Your mother did one heck of a job of, you know, one day if I ever get to meet you, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Hopefully we'll be at a Flyers-Canadians game.
So we can argue, absolutely.
Right.
I like that. Sam, thanks. We got another caller, but thank you very much. Let's go from Slam and Sammy across the border to Bob in St. Louis. Hey, Bob.
Hi. I think you're off the beam a little bit on the thing about really pulling the plug on the Iranian economy by...
Okay, why?
Well, I tell you, what you're going to do is you're going to worsen the Iranian economy and cause the trouble to the young folks. For mostly, I think 70% of the population of Iran is under, 25 years old or something of that sort. Okay.
Right.
These folks are the ones that are the most vocal against the present hierarchy. But when you're out in the countryside, from what I've heard from other news sources, you've got a lot of very, very conservative Muslims out in there. If you say, okay, we're going to do some things that are tantamount to economic war, all the Iranians have got to do is drop some ships in the Straits of Hormuz and some other areas there, and the American public is going to see $200 a barrel oil, if not higher. It's going to shoot us in the foot.
I think there's a way to do that. I think if you threaten that and then you carry through, I don't think it lasts very long because I don't think they can survive, and that's the point. So I think that Ahmadinejad would be forced to back down, and that ultimately the clerics would make sense of it and say, we just can't do this. We can't.
The Russians and the Chinese
to negotiate.
Russians and the Chinese will make sure they get their oil. They're gasoline and stuff of that sort in some way.
I'll give you this, Bob. Thanks. We're up against it. It is risky. And for the reasons, every reason I said and your reason that countered what I said, absolutely. It's definitely risky because if they don't back down fast, you would have gasoline going up. And then they would obviously block up Hormuz, which we know, which I mentioned before. But I think at some point you can't do this with a bully. You have to stand forward, and you can't continue to let him do this year after year after year for what ultimately he's building up. The Israelis are on board. Other allies are on board. I think there is a way to cripple this country and do it fast, and they should.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.